علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the duties of the messengers and the prophets is وَيَحْتَجُّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالتَّبْلِيغِ, that they complete the arguments for the people through tabligh, through propagation. And we mentioned about that in the previous session. In today's session, we will mention another duty of the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is وَيُثِيرُوا لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْعُقُولِ, that the prophets and messengers, they awaken, or they, you can say, they cause a movement and a sudden change, or they, we can say, they push forth, or they bring forth, bring it forward, take forward, bring about change, or force a change, or you can say cause a revolution, something like that. Ithara means to cause something to happen, to bring about a change or something like that. So here Imam Ali alayhi salam says وَيُثِيرُوا لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْعُقُولِ, which means that to cause those hidden matters of the intellect to rise up, to cause them to come forth, okay, to rise up. Meaning that these things are hidden. Some intellectual matters are hidden, and the prophets come and they kind of bring them forth so the people can witness them and can make use of them.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam shows that there is a very powerful, very, very great treasure that exists within the human essence, within the human soul, within the human communities, let's say, which is the treasure of intellection, the treasure of being able to understand things, to think and to ponder and to analyze things. But this is kind of hidden. it is covered up. It has been buried, basically. Dafa'in means that it comes from dafina, means that which is buried. Dafa'inul uqul means those aspects of the intellect, those intellectual matters that have been buried. You see? So it shows that there are certain aspects that have been buried, which the prophets come and remove them and bring them forth. And yes, unfortunately, when hegemonic powers take over nations, they take over societies and countries, then this particular thing happens, that these intellectual matters and people's intellectual capacities and their capacity to analyze and to understand are buried. Otherwise, all human beings have the capacity to understand, to contemplate, to think, to analyze. Okay? They have that intellectual capacity of a human being. All of them have. But sometimes you will notice certain communities make lesser use of this faculty, and they are not well known for analysis and use of the intellect, while others are more prominent in this field. Why does that happen? Inshallah, we shall discuss in the coming segment.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, what happens is that sometimes you notice that a certain particular group of people, they feel that they aren't understanding. Their understanding capacity is weak. Or you may have come across some communities that when you speak to them about certain issues and make them try to understand something, they just don't understand. They just don't understand that thing that which is told to them. Why is it? Is it because they belong to a certain sect, or they belong to a certain caste, or a certain race? No, that's not the case. The problem is certain communities of the world have been suppressed, such their intellectual capacities are not coming forth. If you notice, when Dhul-Qarnayn, who according to some of the scholars was a prophet, let's say, when he comes to this community, one of the communities that was an oppressed and suppressed community, he says that they could not understand anything. When they were being told things, they were not able to understand. Probably this is alluding to the fact that because of their extreme oppression, this community had felt that they cannot think, while the prophets come and they remove those covers and those intellectual matters that are buried, so that they now start to think and contemplate. And even today, unfortunately, if you ask certain groups of people, they will tell you that, you know, in our opinion, we are, let us say, a lower caste of people, and there is a higher caste of people that is more powerful in its thinking, which is incorrect. Absolutely. In terms of the intellectual capacity, in terms of the ability to analyze and to recognize and to become aware and to know, all human beings are equal in their capacity. They have the ability. All communities can. It is those communities that are more closer to the wahi and revelation that can actually have a more powerful, benefit from this intellectual capacity. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to make use of our intellectual capacities. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه